Okay, so let's start. So we're going to do... Oh, but we have booklets also. Besides what we have here, we have the booklets. But let's... This is a Gevaldika Sugya. Shaila is like this. I don't have to introduce the Shaila. Let's just learn the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Baba Kama, Samach Beza Medalef. Baba Kama, Samach Beza Medalef. The Gemara handles like this. Amar Rabba. We're dedicating the shir for the schus of the campaign for today. Okay. Amar Rava. Hanoisin dinar zav li'isha. V'amar la hizari ba'i. He gives a dinar zav. By the way, this sugya is going to be the cross section between what we did last man and what we did this man. What we did last man was nezikin, and what we did this man is shoymrim. And the cross section between them is going to come from this sugya over here. Hanoisin, you're going to need that later. Hanoisin dinar zav li'isha. He tells a great case. He gives a woman a bag of gold or a piece of jewelry, which is a platinum gold. So it looks like silver. It's gold. And he tells her, be very careful because it's silver. I mean, he undervalued the gold. Why did he do that? Tosfos says maybe he did it because if you would have told her it's gold, she wouldn't have wanted to take it, maybe. Or maybe she would have been all anxious the whole time. So he said, "He said it's silver. It's still expensive, but he didn't say it's gold." V'hizi kasoi, and she got frustrated with this guy because the next day he did something to her, and he fired her, and she was his secretary. Whatever. So she threw she damaged it. She took the ring and threw it away, or she damaged it. So does she have to pay a value of a ring of kesef or the value of a ring of zav? Here's the shayla. Shmaka shayla. She was mazik the thing. It really is gold, but she thinks it's kesef. Zok the Gemara. Mishalemes dinar zav. She has to pay the value of gold because that's what it's worth. She damaged my item and it's worth gold, so she's got to pay. Mishum da amar la, because he could tell her, my have a look, gabe dazikte. You shouldn't have been mazik it whether it was gold or silver. What's your problem? Why are you doing that? It's my item. What are you being mazik it for? You got to pay me the full value of whatever it is. But Pasha boy, let's say she was a shomer on it. Let's say that case was a little different. I told you, can you watch this jewelry? It's silver jewelry. And she watches the silver jewelry, but she watched it in a way that if it would have been gold, she would have watched it a little more carefully. But because it was silver, she took it down a notch in the shmira, and the mice got stolen. Pasha boy, and the mice was a pshia. Mishalemes shel kesef. She only pays the value of the kesef. The umrale ni tirusa de kasva kabili alai, ni tirusa de havalo kabili alai. I was only makabel shmira on kesef. I was not makabel shmira on zav. Okay? So there's two parts to this sugya, and let's break down the two parts. The first part is the resha of the sugya, which is why do you have to pay when you're mazik, and it'll go to the sefer. Let's split up the case, yeah? So the first question is, why when you're mazikit, do you have to pay shel zav as opposed to shel kesef? So, is it because, right? Does anyone hear that halacha?
That's what you damage.
Well,
you pay for what you damage.
You pay for what you damage.
You have no risk to damage whether it was gold, silver,
or gold. You have no risk to damage whether it was gold, silver, okay, good. Let's look at the fifth wide line, where I bracketed it out. Hahu gavra de botash bekaspa de chavre. There was someone that kicked over a container of his friend. Shadye binahara, and he threw it into the river. The guy is sitting there. He has a box. He has a cup. He has some sort of container. And I'm annoyed at the guy. So I threw it into the river. Okay. And I know that the container is a nice plastic container that you can buy in Walmart for $6.99. If he's annoyed at me, I'll pay him the $6.99. Not allowed to do that, but I'll find. Lemaisa asamare, the owner comes. I had some diamonds in there. So, I...
Huh?
But it's Tomin Be'esh. But here's Adam Amazik. So Yosef Rav Ashi v'kama ayin beiki agav namai. What's the din? Amalei Ravina l'Ravacha braid the Rav of Amalei Ravacha braid the Rav of Rav Ashi. So what the Amarim say? Lav ayinu masnisin detan umoidim chacham Rav Yehuda b'madak esabir shemasham kamash b'soichai shekein derech b'nei adam laniach v'batim. Amalei ida katoin zuzi hachanami hachad katoin marganisa mai mi manchi inish in marganisa v'kasper loy. If he said that there's money in there, then it's a good taina because it's normal to keep money in a container like that. And the mela, since it's normal, when I knocked over the container, I have to pay for the money inside. But if he comes and says that there's a diamond in there, and it's not normal to have diamonds in there, I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay for the diamonds because it's not normal to have diamonds in there. The question is, what's the noise over here? What's the difference whether it's normal or not normal? Is it because, like Rabbi David's saying, if it's normal, we have no nemanos over here. We don't know. It's a box. He's coming and saying, by the way, I had $1 million cash in there. So maybe that's the case. And on that, the Gemara is saying, if it's normal, then he's believed. If it's not normal, he's not believed. Right? But, or, Tosfos, look at Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, miman chiyanish marganisa b'kas boilei, afilu yesh edim sh'ayah boi marganisa mi boilei. They're edim. So, I had no idea, Reuven has no idea that there's anything in this container. He goes ahead and kicks off the container into the yam. Like Yosef Mikir Shabbos. Okay? So the hat goes and flies into the yam. The owner comes and says, I have witnesses that there was a diamond in there.
Doesn't mean that that person took the responsibility to do
that. No, but this is not Shmir now. Now, I'm walking in the street, this guy has a container sitting there, and I for no reason went and knocked it off. But there's a diamond in there. So what David was saying is it because we don't believe the owner? No, we believe the owner. So if we believe the owner, the kasha is, what's the Gemara saying that there's a difference whether it's normal to put diamonds in there or it's not normal to put diamonds in there? What's the difference? Bottom line is, if what Rabbi Daniel is saying is, what you're saying is, you pay what you damaged. And Lamaisa, I knocked off this thing off into the yam. I damaged the stuff. Lamaisa, there's a diamond there. I should have to pay. So Zok Tosfos, Deshema lo iboile la asuki adaite lahai. I don't have to be asuki adaite. How would you translate asuki adaite? It doesn't have to be on my mind a possibility, even a slight possibility, that a guy would keep a container with a diamond sitting there on the edge of the fishing. You know, everyone's going fishing over there, and on the edge of the thing, he has a container that has diamond. I thought he had some bait and garbage over there. I go ahead and flick it off. Ha ha! My diamond was in there. So I don't have to assume that type of mitzias. V'lo yamrina my havalei gabei da'azkei, kiven do l'regili inchi lanuchei klal. It's not normal at all. V'lo what about the case when I gave the lady a platinum gold ring and I told her it's silver? So there, why does she have to pay? Does she have to asuki adaiti that maybe it's zav? So it says, yeah, she should, because she should probably think to herself, is it really gold? Maybe just telling me it's silver, because the whole reverse psychology thing. Maybe the reason he's telling me it's silver because he knows that if he would have told me it's gold, I wouldn't have taken it. So Shiguva knows that. So since Shiguva knows that, she should think twice before she's mazik it.
No.
He made her shimer. But she was mazik it. But she was mazik it. So unbelievable Tosfos. So Tosfos says this whole thing, which we started with, that if you're mazik something and you don't know the true value of it, you have to pay. You have to pay the true value. Tosfos says it has something to do with the fact that you should assume that maybe it has that value. Okay? So, why is that? So David said, here, it's a geschmack. David said, because it's an oynes gomor. This is where it connects to Lazman. Lazman, we learned that even though Adam Muad La'ilam, but Tosfos' shita is that if it's oynes gomor, you're potter. And this is considered oynes gomor. How am I supposed to know that you have a diamond in there? I have no sad in the world that there's a diamond in that container. And if I'm asking that container, I shouldn't be chayv to oynes gomor. But I was very, very bothered because we have a Ramban. In Lazman, we learned that the Ramban argued on Tosfos, and the Ramban hold that you're chayv adam mu'ad lo'ilam even on Oynes Gomer. So how did Ramban learn this Gemara? It's going back and forth. Baruch Hashem, we found the Melchamas, is the Ramban, argues on this Tosfos. And Lishitasa, it's good for Shmak. The Ramban says, not like Tosfos, he says like you, the Shah of the Gemara is the Nemonos, not Edim. If there would be Edim, that there's a diamond, you'll be Chayiv. It doesn't look like this. The point of the Gemara was that I knocked over this container. The guy comes and says, oh, there was $300 cash in there. Okay, it's common for there to be $300 cash in such a container. So therefore, we believe him. But if he comes and says, oh, by the way, I had a diamond. It wasn't just a regular diamond. It was a diamond that was picked up from an antique thing. It's worth... It's not a believable claim.
Well, it's not,
it's not a believable claim.
If it is a believable claim, I'm chayav to pay. He doesn't have the mazik. It's kind of not the mazik. I don't know how much I was mazik. He says you were mazik $1 million. I have to pay $1 million.
Okay, so it's a whole long Ramban over there, but he says, that's what the Gemara means. Either Katar and Zuzi Hachanami. Hachad the Manchi Inish, is it normal or not? He's fitting with what's normal. So Mamela is a umdana that he's right. So comes out that the lumdus of this first halacha is totally in a machloikis Ramban and Tosfos from last month. This is Gishmak. You come along, you have no clue what's going on, and there's a something there that has some value, and you step on it, you damage it. Do you have to pay? According to Tosfos, if it's not shayach for anybody to have assumed the true value of it, you don't have to pay. According to the Ramban, you're chayiv. And since the Ramah paskined like Tosfos last time, so Mamela, you could be mekel if you're the nizik, or machmer if you're the... Not if you're the nizik, make up you're the mazik. Okay, but anyway,
according to Tosfos, how is it mechalek between the case of the isha, which is she's mazik and she's shomeris, the
kadosh? Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll split that up. Now, next case, the case that I put on the chat, not to Zalmi's dislike, which is a guy gives you a. I was going to respond. That he gave you a pastrami sandwich. It was just like the turkey bologna, some turkey bologna instead. So Lamaisa he gives you this watch, and Lamaisa you see what it is, and you assume this guy doesn't have a real watch. It says Rolex on it. Lamaisa, this is a fake watch. There's no way this type of guy has that watch, and mainly you weren't so careful with it. Comes the next day. You lose it, and he comes and does that. I yashin that from my grandmother, and then my Lamaisa, and he's blee, and he's Neman. Do you have to pay the value of the watch?
Well, along the assumption that he didn't have the money to pay for it, the assumption that he didn't have the watch. I think if someone's giving someone a watch, a value, or a diamond, whatever it is, you need to.
Okay, so
this is worth X amount.
Right. So let's get into this case.
It's the opposite of our case because here, on his own accord, he's assuming that it's not
correct. The difference in the cases is, I mean, I really skipped. It really is more in the case of Shomer, because if you mazik it, even it's poshut according to everybody, you have to pay because for sure you have asik adait, you have toisus. But now we have to go to the other case of Shomer. Okay, I'm sorry, I really got ahead of myself. Let's go to the seifa of the din before. So the first case was, the guy gave you the wrong information, he told you it's worth less than it is, you damage it, for the most part you have to pay, unless there's no havamina like Tosa says, and according to Ramban you have to pay regardless. Come to the next case, you're a shomer now. Now remember last 2 weeks when we started the Hilchos Shmira, the first introduction to Hilchos Shmira was that you have to be makabel Shmira. Shmira is it's not a metzias. If you put something by me and I'm watching it, that doesn't make me a shomer. What makes me a shomer is I have to be makabel the Shmira. That's what we learned last time. Hanach lefonai, put it here, put it there. We learned about the airport cases. You're relying on me, I'm relying on you. The reality of Shmira doesn't make you a shomer. What makes you a shomer is that we had a dialogue and I was makabel the Shmira. Comes this sugya and says, hold on, what were you mekabel? I was mekabel shmira of what? Of a silver thing, not a gold one. So therefore, since I was only mekabel shmira of this, so maybe it's different. So comes along the sugya, and the sugya says, if told that it's silver, and then it's gold, and I'm pesheya, I did not fulfill my shmira, I'm chayiv. I have to pay the value of the silver, but I don't have to pay the value of the gold. Okay? So that's the case where I want to talk about. What about the watch? Okay? But first let's get the fundamental yisoid of the sugya. Why am I only chayiv the value of silver, not the value of gold? So there's a very, very long ketzos that's not printed in the booklets, because those booklets, they don't have the ketzos on the page. But just to give you a feel for the Ketzois, so the Ketzois starts here. And, okay, not so bad. It's a very long Ketzois HaChoshen. And it goes here. So, it's a very long Ketzois. The Ketzois has two tzdadim in this halacha. The first tzad he wants to say is maybe there's different levels of pshia. Meaning, I was only pshia klape, not watching it for silver, for gold, but I wasn't pshia on the silver shabbai. But then why would you have to pay the silver? And he has another raya, that very interesting raya. He says, let's say, it's not Adam Mazik. Let's say it's a little bit of a complicated raya. I'll say it quickly, and we'll get to the point. By Momen Amazik, okay, Momen Amazik means my property damages. We never really learned this. So yeah, we learned about Adam Amazik, but by Momen Amazik, you're chayav for pshia if you wouldn't shomer it properly. So let's say I have a fire, or I have an animal, easier case, I have an animal, and I was not shomer it properly. Now I know that my animal is going to go and step on that kli. But I don't really care, because I was told that the kli is a kli of silver, not of gold. So I'm pshia. But it's only Peshek because I thought it was silver. Then it turns out it's gold. Do I have to pay the silver or the gold? So the Gemara Smashma, you have to pay the gold. Because the Maisa, you're Peshek. So he says, you see from there that it's not a different level of Peshia. The Peshia is the same level of Peshia. So how come over here, when you're a Shomer, you're also Peshek? Why don't you have to pay? So he says this unbelievable lumdus. And it's all you said in Shomer, that the Chiv of a Shomer has to do with what he was Makabel. It's not because I was poiché on someone's thing. I'm irresponsible. No, it's not because I'm irresponsible. It's because I accepted upon myself that if I would be irresponsible, I'll pay. That's the var. A shomer is, I'm mekabel on myself the chiyuv, that if I'm poiché, if I'm irresponsible with your thing, I'm willing to pay you. So then you have to go into the exact nuance, what were you mekabel? And since you're only mekabel to pay, assuming it's silver, you only have to pay for silver, you don't have to pay for gold. So this is the lumdus that he says, b'negia this halacha. Let me see it to you. Let me see if I can find it inside. So he says, Mazik pays for the pshia itself. By Shomer, you don't pay for the pshia itself. He says that the chiluk is how much you're makabel. Let's see. Aval b'shomer vada, I feel b'shomer sachad the chayiv mishum. The chol hashomer eino ela midaitam. A shomer is only chayiv on his own das. Sure, tzoynam lehischayiv bekach. That they're willing to be mischayiv if they're pesheach. Moshkasa tois. The chol shelo yadi mizeh loy mischayiv uklal. It has to do with what you're makabel. So based on the first two shiurim that we learned, that the shaila of shomer is how you makabel shmirah. If I'm in the airport and you put it there, was I ever makabel to be a shomer for you? No. You relied on me, but that's your problem. I was never makabel the shmirah. So now that's what we spoke about the whole time, right? How does it go? How do you make a kabbalah of shmirah? But now we're taking it a step further. Not only have to makabel the shmirah, but you have to makabel the shmirah of something specific. And if you're told it's something else, and it's this takamaisim b'chol yoyim, because the guy gives you a box, just take this teretz Yisrael. You know, he doesn't want to tell you that it's, you know, whatever it is, worth money. Because it's legal, but he doesn't want to tell you it's worth money because I don't know. Then you're not going to want to take it. Why would you want to take it and risk and this and that? But you're makabel to be a shomer, you know. But he I don't mind. I'll be a shomer if it's a box of, you know, baby clothes for the newly born grandchild, right? But if you tell me in the box all of a sudden it's going to come out other things that's worth a lot of money, electronics and this stuff, I'm not interested, right? So you didn't tell me. So my whole Kabbalah Shmira was only on what I thought it was. Okay? And that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Now we can see the booklets. Okay, let me see the okay one. So let's see how this is brought down in the booklets. It's on page Dalit, page 27. Page 27 says like this: Afilu kishikibul alav, even once you were mekabel, ain a chayiv el kafishivu yachefet shikibul alav. You're only chayiv to pay the value of the chayfets that you thought it was. Lishmar Shem Nasan Lishmar Dinar Zav, that if you gave me a Dinar Zav, Varmala Yizar Bosha Kasef, and I was only told it was silver, Upasha boy, and I was negligent, Vinev, and I got lost. Ain't Chayv El Bashal Kasef. I only have to pay the value of the silver. Shiyomer Loi Kibalti Alai, Elishmer as Dinar Shal Kasef. Because I only accepted upon myself the Kasef. V'chein kol kayoyte bazeh, aval mifshida biyadayim, mishalim shel zav. But if I damage it, I have to pay shel zav. So this is the halacha that we said. Okay? Now, before we see the Rama, there is, on the other side of the page I gave you, there's a Mordechai and a Yamshel Shleima. It's not in the booklet, it's in the side page. And he talks about the Rolex case. Now, it's not the Rolex case, but he talks about the Mordechai, Maisa. It's in the top left corner, it's bracketed there. Maisa, the Mordechai says a story. Sheshal Reuven Mishimon Saif. Reuven borrowed from Shimon a knife. Shehaya loy b'mashkei me'ovi kachavim v'avdai. And he lost it. The knife was worth a lot more than I thought it was. I thought I was borrowing Stama knife, and the guy went ahead and gave me this really expensive knife. So, does the person who accepted the knife have to pay the true value, or only the value that he thought it was? You only have to pay the value of a regular knife. Lefid the netirus of the stam saif kibbalah, because that's all is makabel of a netirus of shosayif yakar loy kibbalah lay. And then he brings our gemara. So that means that if a regular knife is worth $100 and this knife is worth $1,000 for some reason, I didn't know that it was anything special. Since I didn't know it was anything special, I don't have to pay the special amount. You should have told me. But on the bottom of the pages, the Yamshel Shleima is the marshal. And he brings the story of the. Look at the question. Din misha mafka the chaver evan toiv v'chol kli yakar shemeshalim kol shaviv v'imushok. Fine. So he brings the story of the Mordechai, and where I underlined it, it says v'emes shetzarch in gadol. But I don't like the psak of the Mordechai, because the whole case, like you, the Oilam was saying this. The whole case of the Gemara is when I was tricked. The guy who gave it to me tricked me. So the guy who gave it to me was himself Peshaya. Why did he tell me it was silver, not gold? He should have told me. So he takes a little bit of fault here. Since he takes a little bit of fault, of blame, you can't be Mechayev the Shoymer for the value of the gold when it wasn't his fault that it was gold. But over here, Adrabah, like the I'm saying, I gave you a knife. You accepted the knife. You know that there's a range of values in knives. If you don't, you want to accept it, go do your research what it is. Or ask me. Now it's the shia of the makabel. So if you give me an expensive watch, is what Zalman was saying. You give me an expensive watch. Why are you giving it to me? If it's a fake watch that I bought for $399 in Walmart, why would I give it to you to be shomer? I mean, you made too many assumptions here. So if I'm giving it to be shomer, it you should at least ask. You should at least ask. Is this real or fake? What is it? So here, the onus of the here the blame is put on the shomer. He wasn't tricked. The shomer made an assumption. So here, fakert zokti yam shloima, the shomer is chayev. It's not like the other case, because here there's now you could say according to the ketzayis lomdis, according to the ketzayis lomdis, lemaisa wasn't makabel that. Well,
maybe he didn't want to embarrass the guy by insinuating that it's fake.
Okay, so then don't take it. Or don't ask him, but then assume that it is enough that you. So Lemaisa, the Shach, I think, brings down this Yamshel Shleima, and says like this. The Shach says he brings it down, No, he doesn't bring it down. Obviously, it's going to be hard to paskin this Shiloh Lemaisa, because it's going to be a machlokes between the Mordechai and the Yamshel Shleima. And therefore, the Shomer will say Kimli like the Mordechai. And I'm not Chayiv. But the Yom Shloim Lemaisa is mechayev him, and it's important to know that. One other case that they talk about, which is similar, is you gave someone leichter to watch, and they thought it was silver plated, and it was full silver. So again, same thing as this shaila. And if you weren't fooled, it's one thing, and it looks like another. So that would be the thing. Now,
what if the Eivir Ashmiras didn't?
Right. So you only have to be mechuyev to be shomer it according to what you were mekabel. You ask the question is according to the Ketosis Lomdus, how do you understand the Yom Shel Shloimo? Lomais, the Mordechai makes a lot of sense.
You can still say the Yom Shel Shloimo is part. Maybe not the same extension that you're saying it. In case I give somebody a watch, what right do you have to assume just because you made the assumption that I'm the guy who's gonna wear a fake Rolex. Maybe somebody gave me as a gift. It should have been a 50-50 in your mind. What gave you the right to make that assumption?
If it's the
town shnor, yes, you know, watch his watch. You have the right to assume that he's guessing you to watch a fake Rolex, and even that the Yom Shel Shloimo will be masking.
So the way he learns the Yom Shel Shloimo is that I was mekabel to watch this thing. As far as the value, will be mishar the value whatever it's worth when I mess up. So it's chal the shmir on this item, and I'm willing to pay for whatever happens to this item. What it's worth, that doesn't go into your kabbalah because he brings a raya. Let's say you accepted the gold. I took the gold and I accepted the gold. All of a sudden, gold tripled in value. Do you say I only pay the value when I was mekabel? Or do you say I pay the value I was pashea 3 months later and it went up in value, I pay the higher value? Which one?
Mekabel.
No, you pay the higher value. Ksoisis sheet says you pay the higher value in general. That's the first ksoisis in the simon. You pay the higher value. Why? I'm accountable to be sure of this thing, but if I'm accepting responsibility for Pshia, and the value we're going to estimate later. So he brings a riot from there, the value of the item doesn't go into the Kabbalah. What goes into the Kabbalah is the Chiv on this item. But if it's gold or silver, so it's different items. But if it's one item, so I was accountable to pay and accountable myself full Achrayis on this item, what it's worth? I don't know what it's worth. We'll figure out when I'm Pshia what it's worth. And Mamela, if it's worth more, that doesn't go into the Kabbalah, so he holds like the Marshal. Because the Kabbalah doesn't go into the value doesn't go into the Kabbalah. Only which item it is goes into the Kabbalah. But anyway, it's a Gishmak Asugya this because it brings in like everything from before. So Lagabi Adam so let's chazer over. Lagabi being Mazik an item and you didn't know what it was. We have a Machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban L'shitasam. Tosfos that says your Patan Onis Gomer says here also, if there's an Onis Gomer, I have no way of knowing what it's worth or what's in there, I'm potter, but generally you're chayiv, because you should have assumed that maybe, or been more careful, to assume that maybe it has more value than you thought. L'gabi shoimrim, so if you're misled, you're only mekabel, the Ketosis is lomdis, you're only mekabel, the whole Kabbalah we learned till now, how you mekabel to be a shoimer, you're mekabel to be a shoimer on what you know you're being mekabel, and since you know you're being mekabel, Kesef, you're only mechuyah for that. As far as the machlokes in Yom Shloim and the Marshal, when you knew what you were mekabel, you didn't know the value of what you were being mekabel. So the Mordechai says that you're potter. The Yom Shloim says you're chayiv. The Ketzoy says the pshat in the Yom Shloim is because you were mekabel to be shomer this item. And as far as the value goes, that doesn't go into your kabbal. That goes into the metzias of the value of it, and that's worth the pshas the pshia. Okay. Shkayach on my side. I think that's the sugya.